Moving on now, Lebanon's foreign minister says the Arab League made a big mistake by expelling Syria from the bloc. Adnan Mansour has told Press TV that the regional body cannot deal with armed groups.
The Arab League made a big mistake. The Syrian opposition groups have not yet come up with a committee to represent them in the Arab League. Which group the League wants to deal with then? Is it going to deal with al-Nusra Front or the Free Syrian Army? These groups are already fighting each other for the seat. How could the Arab League deal with a bunch of armed opposition groups?
In an exclusive interview, Mansour expressed hope that the Geneva II conference, slated for November the 23rd and 24th, could lead to a political solution to end the violence in Syria.
We have great hopes that the Geneva II conference lead to good results and find a political solution that could end the conflict in Syria. We hope that the opposition groups take part in the conference without setting any conditions.
For further insight on that story, Press TV's Ali Risk joins us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ali, it's great to see you again. Give us your thoughts on the reasons behind Mansour's comments.
Well, I think basically what Minister Mansour was trying to imply was that the Arab League, or at least some members of the Arab League, in particular some Arab countries of the Persian Gulf, were so blinded by the goal of toppling the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad that they were intended, or they were ready to do anything whatsoever, which included arming and supporting these al-Qaeda affiliates, with the main goal, as I said, the only goal which blinded them to everything else, was to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. That, in turn, has now backfired, whereby we have many of these armed opposition al-Qaeda-affiliated groups who have announced, as we well know, that they won't participate in any Geneva summit. I think one other thing which Mr. Mansour was trying to stress was the fact that some of these Arab countries, again, particularly those in the Persian Gulf, most notably Saudi Arabia, are coming out on the losing end. If we see now America made an agreement with the Russian side with respect to getting rid of the chemical weapons stockpile inside Syria, and that in turn has led to a lot of anger by some of these Arab countries who find that they are now losing. Now, first and foremost, we can see here Saudi Arabia, and one of the most common complaints being made from the Saudis towards American policy is this Russian-US agreement on chemical weapons stockpile, which in the end prevented any unilateral military strike or any US strike against Syria. So I think all of these, I think what Adnan Mansour was trying to say basically to the Arabs was, I told you so, or Lebanon told you so. We were telling you time and again that the policies you were pursuing were not policies which would be successful or productive or reach the results which indeed you want to achieve. So I think that what he also tried to say is that we, Lebanon, or most of the Lebanese politicians, were right when they expressed caution in how to deal with Syria with respect to not arming these groups and with respect to finding a political solution, because in the end, America itself has also given in to the fact that the only way to actually solve the situation is via political means, and hence we have the agreement with the Russians.
And how much is the fact that the opposition is fractioned and lacks a united front working to its own detriment?
Yes, indeed. First of all, the fragmentation which you're referring to has led to infighting amongst the opposition and has facilitated military gains on the battlefield by the army. Of course, once you have infighting amongst different groups, that weakens the opposition. It strengthens the hand of the army and allows them to make more advances on the battlefield, which also in turn gives Bashar al-Assad an upper hand when it comes to the negotiations at the Geneva conference. So this has its toll. The fragmentation amongst the opposition does have a huge impact on what happens on the battlefield. And I think this is also the working of the Arabs themselves, of some of these Arab countries. For example, Qatar supported one specific group, the more Muslim Brotherhood affiliated groups amongst the armed opposition. Saudi Arabia, on the other hand, supported the more Salafist type groups. And so different support from different Arab countries, and indeed different agendas maybe from some different Arab countries, actually led to what we're seeing, led to this fragmentation. So it's clear that the non-unified approach among different Arab countries has indeed backfired amongst the Arabs themselves, and has also, in one way or another, facilitated military progress by the army, Syrian army.
Press TV's Ali Risk joining us from Beirut. Thank you very much, Ali.